And it sounds like Coach Scanlon is down in the tunnel with us. Coach, crazy way to end this game.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Your team got off to a great start tonight, 2-0 lead there. And then in the second, they get a little bit of confidence with that goal from Brittany Anderson. But even a Billich with that blast up the slot, that put you guys ahead. And they weren't done. That St. Cloud State team definitely gained some confidence after Molly Ilikainen scored there in the third period. It was just a crazy game, wasn't it?
Well, the positive thing is, we got the extra point.
Definitely.
So, we come out of here with two, and we still have an opportunity to do what our ultimate goal was, is we can accomplish that by winning tomorrow's game. Disappointing thing is we gave up two goal leads, and that's very uncharacteristic. And certainly when we score that one early in the third, at that point in time, we talked about staying out of the penalty box, and we take a penalty where we reach rather than keeping our feet moving, and we put them right back on the power play, and they capitalize on it. And then, we give up a 2-on-1 late there, and they I don't know if it hit a stick or Britt didn't quite see it, but the bottom line is we didn't play a full 60 on the road that you need to against a good opponent, and they came back and tied it. But like I said, we got the extra point in the shootout, so we'll take that, and we'll come out for tomorrow.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the two-goal leads, because I remember over the years of following Beaver men's hockey, Tom Ceratori used to say that those are the hardest, those are the most dangerous leads to have in a hockey game. Is that correct?
I'll take a two-goal lead over a one-goal lead anyway. it's just, it's just little things, paying attention to detail and just having your foot on the gas all the time.
Well, I mentioned the first period was a great period. You guys are flying up and down the ice. Did it look like your team got a little gas there in that second period, or were you just not able to get the shifts out there quick enough?
The second period is always a challenge because of the long change. Mm-hmm. But, no, I didn't think we got gas. Obviously, it was penalty trouble. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we had to kill off two in a row, then they got one. And obviously, it was a 4-on-3 power play goal that they scored on. And anytime you're killing penalties, you shorten your bench. It just makes it tougher on everybody. So, and that's what we talked about going in the third period, stay out of the penalty box. And we get that two-goal lead, and we take a penalty. And we paid the consequence for it.
I know you guys practice the shootout in your practices, usually the first night of a road trip, and I'm sure you practice them at home. But Riley Fawcett is an incredible shooter on the shootout. Talk about how crazy it is to watch her out there. She just has a wicked shot.
Well, she's comfortable doing it. She's got confidence. She won it. She won it Thursday. She won it the previous road trip Thursday when we were in Duluth. I think she's won it maybe four or five times this year. So she's talented at it. She can shoot it. She can. She's got soft hands. So she kind of reads what the goalie's doing and goes from there.
Well, you guys got a little help from Minnesota tonight as they knocked off North Dakota. Of course, it all comes down to what you guys do tomorrow night. How do you beat the Huskies here after giving them a little bit of confidence tonight?
We just got to come out and play our game. Right from the puck drop, we just got to come out and play our game.
Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Kelly.
Good luck tomorrow.